Our next guest is an executive coach, leadership consultant with more than 25 years of experience in leadership roles in some of the world's most iconic and successful global organizations, Meta, Levi Strauss & Company, Nike, Gap Incorporated. You get an idea of just how involved and how many businesses he is. As executive coach and leadership consultant, I'm happy to say he is a fellow Monroeite, a Monroe native. There are a few of us here at the radio station now. He is a fellow Monroe Catholic Central graduate, now St. Mary's Catholic Central. And he's here to talk about his book, Lessons from the Wall, 15 Things I Learned About Leadership and Life by Doing Really Hard Things. Matthew, welcome to Focus.
Thanks so much, Paul. It's a real honor to be here. I grew up, as you know, in southeastern Michigan, listening to WJR every single morning at the kitchen table. So this feels like a real full circle moment for me.
Well, it's great to have you here. It's great to have you as a Monroe Catholic Central graduate, just a guy from Monroe in general. And to kind of talk a little bit about your life and some of the incredible things you had to do, something that was the equivalence of climbing up Mount Everest. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Paul, so in 2024, I signed up to do the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, which is I took on the what's called the 29029 Everesting Challenge. This is an ultra-endurance hiking event in which you attempt to hike the vertical equivalent of Mount Everest, so 29,029 feet, but you do it as a ski run in the summer. You hike 2,000 feet up the mountain, you take the gondola down, and you head right back on up, and you repeat that 15 times.
Yikes.
And you've got 36 hours to get it done.
In this respect, you and I could not be more different. And therefore, I'm here to all ears to learn, because I've often said, you know, I have no urge whatsoever to climb a mountain. I look at the mountain, I go, wow, that's really beautiful. But I don't say, man, I wish I could go to the summit there. I wish, say summiting the mountain? I don't know what they say.
We did this.
Whatever
summit.
They say.
Yeah.
I don't get that at all. Tell me how this makes you a better, stronger person.
Yeah, great question. So, you know, what's unique about this event, the 29029 Everesting Challenge, is you aren't actually climbing Everest. You're not dealing with the death zone, right?
Right.
This is not
right.
Mountaineering. This is yeah, ultra right. endurance hiking. And so early in my adult life, I ran some marathons, I did some triathlons, and then my wife and I had kids, and my life started to shift to focus on their sports. I was a rec soccer coach, I supported their swim teams, but as we were getting towards having an empty nest, I wanted to kind of get back to doing something really hard myself. And this event just sort of spoke to me. I can't run anymore. My knees are a bit shot as I get a little older. But hiking and hiking really slowly up a mountain over and over again, for some reason, crazy reason, really spoke to me. And I really wanted to lean into doing something hard and pay attention to what it taught me about myself.
And I see in looking at this, and I don't have the book yet. I'll get the book.
You have a copy waiting for you here. I brought you
excellent.
A copy, and I signed
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I appreciate you signing it. In Lessons from the Wall, 15 Things I Learned About Leadership and Life by Doing Something Really Hard, you really take what you've gone through and kind of boil it down into practical lessons on leadership, resilience, mindset, grit, goal setting, and personal growth. These are the kinds of things that all of us, even those of us like me who don't climb mountains or even try to pretend like I'm, you know, I don't do the stairs going up and down the, Empire State Building or any. I had every chance when I lived in New York. There are always kinds of competitions, not to mention the runs and all of that. But all of us can benefit from this kind of this expertise yeah. and this life experience that many of us will not have.
Yeah, that was my real hope with this, Paul. I mean, as you saw from my bio, you know, I'm an executive coach. So I've spent my whole career studying leadership and coaching leaders and leaders. And what I did not want to do is to write another book that tells other people, you know, here's the five things you need to go do to be a better leader or fix your life. I wanted to do something hard and share some lessons that I learned through this process in the hopes that, you know, maybe there's a lesson in here that someone could apply to their own life. And it doesn't have to be about sports. It could be, you know, if you want to learn to play guitar or learn how to quilt or just do something, you know, beyond what you thought you were capable of doing. And that is kind of the whole point of the book, was that I really wanted to share my experience and what is it like to do something beyond my what I thought I was capable of, and see what, you know, kind of who was in here when things got difficult.
It's very simple to follow. You are an experienced TEDx speaker, which puts you at a certain level in my mind already. But the for example, in the 15 lessons, one of them, lesson one, there's no medal for mayonnaise on your keyboard.
Yeah.
I love that. Number two, trust your instincts. They're stronger than you think. Declare audacious goals, then set firm intentions. There is power in purpose. Be a doer, not just a consumer. The list goes on, and I hope that my listeners can see how this book, Lessons from the Wall, 15 Things I Learned About Leadership in Life by Doing Something Really Hard, will do what I'm going to do, which is read this book.
Excellent.
Because I think it's well worth reading, and I do think all of us can take something away from this. And I couldn't be more proud to say you're from Monroe, Michigan, my hometown, that you graduated from my high school many years after I left, probably even after they changed the name, from Monroe Catholic Central High School to St. Mary's Catholic Central, and that you're doing well with this book, Lessons from the Wall, 15 Things I Learned About Leadership and Life by Doing Really Hard Things. I'm assuming it's available on everywhere.
It is available. Right now, it is available online. You can visit my website, lessonsfromthewall.com. But you can also find it barnesandnoble.com. And it will soon be on Amazon. And then we're looking at it doing an ebook and an audiobook as well. But the best way to find it is to go directly to lessonsfromthewall.com. And there are links to be able to buy that directly.
Lessonsfromthewall.com. And when you do the audiobook, if you're looking for somebody to hire to do the reading, I know a guy.
Now I do too.
From Monroe. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Matthew. Nice talking with you. Nice meeting you.
Thanks so much, Paul W. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
It's our pleasure. Matthew Spence, executive coach, leadership consultant, Monroe native, Monroe Catholic Central graduate, all-around good guy, obviously. And his book now out called Lessons from the Wall, 15 Things I Learned About Leadership and Life by Doing Really Hard Things. Go to lessonsfromthewall.com and you'll know you'll get it right away. We continue in focus on WJR at 1244.